Arkansas CEOs are generally optimistic for the economy in the coming year, and new jobs head to both Baxter and Jefferson counties. Roby Brock has more in this Talk Business Arkansas update.
Talk Business, in conjunction with the State Chamber of Commerce and consulting group CEG Partners, released its first Business Leaders Confidence Survey, which asked 106 CEOs and company managers across Arkansas for their thoughts on the economy. Some key takeaways: 56% said revenues would increase slightly during the next 6 months, with another 8% saying revenues would increase significantly. Just 16% said revenues would stay the same, and a combined 20% expect revenues to decline. However, among the healthcare sector, just 24% expected increased revenues, with 64% saying finances in the healthcare sector would decrease slightly or significantly next year. 40% of business leaders in our survey expect significant or slight employee hiring. 35% see no change, while 24% expect a slight decline in headcount. 41% of those surveyed expect to increase slightly their capital expenditures in Arkansas, while 31% expect no change. Just 17% expected to decrease capital expenditure spending. Governor Mike Beebe and representatives of Hewlett-Packard announced 200 new jobs in Conway, less than 6 months after the technology giant laid off around 500 in Arkansas. The 200 jobs will largely involve software engineers, business analysts, and managers. Company officials said the jobs were related to HP's government and healthcare IT sectors across the U.S. Epoxen Products, a manufacturer of high-performance work surface solutions for research, educational, and healthcare laboratory environments, announced plans to expand its manufacturing facility in Mountain Home, creating 50 new jobs. Epoxen Products is part of Hamilton Scientific, a 132-year-old laboratory furniture and equipment supplier with corporate headquarters located in Wisconsin. Summit Poultry, an Arkansas corporation, has entered into an agreement to acquire the former Horizon Foods poultry processing facility in Pine Bluff. Summit actually took possession of the plant in early December. It will process spent hens, primarily for export markets around the world. According to company officials, Summit Poultry has already hired workers to fill 100 available positions at the plant. Most of the new hires formerly worked at the processing plant under previous management. During the regular legislative session earlier this year, state lawmakers and Governor Mike Beebe frequently discussed a connection between nearly $140 million in delayed tax cuts and approval of the state's private option, a health insurance plan for lower-income citizens. However, legislators said last week they view the tax cuts as permanent, regardless of what happens with the private option in the fiscal session in February. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large comes from AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.